But this is what, now we're coming to one of my favorite parts of the show. This is where you want to put a pen to paper and take some notes, because Coach Larry is going to give us a leadership lesson. If you're a longtime listener, if you just listened to past few weeks, you hear Coach Larry gives us, helps managers to become more effective leaders by giving, you know, it's short tips, but you should employ them each week. That's why I ask you to put pen to paper, write this down, and then do something differently as a result of the tips that Coach Larry gives you. Without any further ado, guys, I'd like to introduce Coach Larry with his leadership lessons.
As many of you know, I'm a coach and I teach coaching. I work with a lot of leaders who want to develop their coaching skills, and I coach them on their coaching. Yes, I said coach and coaching a lot. But today I'm going to give you three of the top mistakes I see leaders make when they try to coach. But first, a quick reminder of what do I mean by coaching? Well, I like Sir John Whitmore's, yes, Sir John Whitmore's definition. He said, coaching has two main objectives: to help the person become aware of the truth of the situation and how to move forward, and to help the person take responsibility for implementing their plan. And to do that by asking questions. I added that last part. So here we go. Mistake number one, that's not tracking. Not tracking. On one occasion, an associate was being coached on their failing department. They were not making their numbers. The associate knew it. He was a pretty senior person. The employees knew it. And he was concerned for his job and for his family. He didn't know what to do. So what did the coach ask? Well, the coach looked down at his list of coaching questions and asked, "What makes your heart sing?" Can a heart even sing? I wondered. The problem was that the coach was more worried about what question to ask than being fully present and listening. So how do you track? First of all, you need to be fully present and listening. Second, think of it like double-clicking on Wikipedia. Tracking is like double-clicking. For example, if you're in Wikipedia and you do a search on mammals, then you double-click on felines, then you double-click on kittens. See what I mean by tracking? Okay, maybe that was a bad example. But as coaches, we need to double down when we hear someone make a standout comment. Perhaps they used a word that was a stronger meaning or had strong emotion tied to it. Then that is something worth tracking and asking further about. For example, if someone said, "The division is failing and I'm worried about my family," you might ask, "Where should we focus, the failing division or the family?" And if the associate says, "Well, let's focus on family," then you can ask, "Well, all right, what's your biggest concern with your family?" And so on. So tracking is following along with what the person is saying and asking them about those particular topics, and not something completely different like their singing heart. Mistake number two, not going deeper. Remember Whitmore's definition? Coaching is about helping that person find out the truth, take responsibility, and move forward. And that's some pretty deep stuff. One thing I notice with new coaches, that it's like watching a tennis match. The coach serves up a question. The associate answers back. The coach asks another question. Associate answers back, and so forth. In order to go deeper, it is important for the associate to think hard about the question, to come up with things that he or she would not have come up with on their own. So instead of playing tennis, ask the associate, "Well, what else?" Then you could ask them, "And what else?" Have them come up with additional options until they've exhausted their brain and you hear some healthy silence in the conversation. So go deeper, ask them what else to come up with additional options for the situation. Mistake number three. The most common mistake I hear coaches do is that they give advice. This is often the most challenging for coaches. After all, you're all good at solving problems, so why not give them advice? Well, when you do that, you're teaching them to keep coming to you for the answers. So why not help them figure it out for themselves by asking them questions? Who knows? They may come up with a better solution than you would have thought of. Now, does that mean you should never give advice? No, but let them try to figure it out first. So what are your coaching challenges? Reach out to me if you need any resources on coaching or if you want a complimentary coaching session. You can find me at my website, MendozaAndO'Brien.com. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Coach Larry. MendozaAndO'Brien.com. I urge all the listeners to go out there and engage that man. He's out there to help you to be an effective leader.